call that. Okay. Great. As everyone saw, I sent out a fairly brief agenda. It looks like we've got most of our data gathering teed up. So I just wanted to use this call to start to plan out the next steps for once that process is complete. So the two items I had on the agenda were, number one, just an update on the data gathering to make sure everything had been sent out and we were proceeding with the non-questionnaire-based data gathering. And then secondly, to discuss how we're going to process and evaluate that information. Does anyone have any other business they want to add to the agenda? Great. Maybe a short call then. So to that effect, let's first of all jump into a discussion of the data gathering efforts. We have put together all the questionnaires that we initially identified, and I believe that they've all been sent out. Is that correct, Barbara and Glenn?
I have not sent out the registrar's one. I was going to send it to Alana last Thursday, but the we were having some trouble figuring out how to handle the replies from that because it doesn't come directly from me. Or what we did at the other one to constituencies was sent it directly from the address that we want them to reply to. We wanted to make sure that the address that they reply to gets, I don't know, they're all going to be forwarded messages which are going to have really weird responses in them, and it's going to be very hard to tabulate. So I was trying to think if there was a solution.
Barbara, you're extremely hard to understand.
Sorry, is that better?
Yep.
Okay. The problem we were facing was how to get back responses that would be easy to tabulate, and it looks like there is no good way to do that. So I'm just going to go ahead and send the questionnaire to Alana for distribution to the registrars today.
Okay, great. And I'm actually seeing her later today, so I will make sure she sends them out promptly.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, may I just add, too, that perhaps it would be a good idea to send them to Bob Connolly. He's the secretary of the registrar. I put the two names on the list.
Sure.
That's a good idea.
Thank you.
And so the questionnaire to all of the other constituencies has been sent out. The CCNSO and the GAC questionnaires are also distributed. Is that right?
No, actually they're not. I'm sorry. Those are the other two that I was waiting to sort of figure out how to do. So those all got today. So it's the CCNSO, the GAC, and the registrar's one, because they were all being sort of redistributed by somebody else, and I was trying to see if there was a better way to do that.
Sure. Okay.
So what's the answer? The answer is there
is no better way to do that. So we're just going to redistribute them and deal with the replies in whatever format they come back in.
And responses are going to be processed how? I think we had, I was under the impression at the last call that we had some agreement that they should be put into a publicly accessible archive.
Right, that was the consensus that we reached on the last call.
Okay.
You might, are we going to add a line to, at the bottom of the questions, it just says that. We should probably tell people that this is...
Yeah, that's already in the... I added a line to the cover letter. Okay, great. And so the non-questionnaire data gathering steps that we had...
Wait, on the questionnaire, are we going to post that to the list and to the archives, that the questions have gone out and here's what they are?
Yes, I think that's fine. I sent out the final questionnaires, but we can also have Barbara confirm that they were mailed out as well.
Great, thanks. Sorry.
And if there have been, I guess one of them I asked for the URL to be updated or whatever. So I guess Barbara, you could repost whatever you actually sent out.
Okay.
The
URL for Thomas's.
Right. Exactly.
Yes,
that was updated the same day that it was sent.
Yeah, that should be the most current version now.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just still had an old thing linked. I don't know if the URL changed or just the document changed at the URL, but...
Right, the document changed at the URL.
Okay, so the URL actually is correct. So, okay, so the other two items that we had identified, for data gathering that were not related to the questionnaires are, number one, the survey of the registrars, and then the number two, just the any existing compilations of information that we looked at. And two things that we discussed previously were the OECD and EPIC surveys of privacy laws. And I know we actually had some discussion of the OECD report in particular on our last call, and I think Marilyn is going to look at that.
Yeah, Marilyn, did you get that link that I sent you that was the actual report?
I did, but there's still a charge for it. I have not solved that problem.
Right.
Okay, so we have identified the report, but there's still...
And I'm reading through it just to see if it's actually how much effort it's worth for us to go through on this. The report is on online privacy, but not on who is in particular. I mean, I don't even think they directly address who is in the report. So I'm not sure how directly applicable it is to our
podcast. Or a backgrounder.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, I think where we don't have other more specific data points is probably still useful, but obviously if, like, the GAC representatives or countries respond with specific who is related data from those places, it would be more germane, I would imagine. But having the background or information would be useful if we were able to get access to it. And then the other report that we've been discussing is the EPIC report. And Kathy, I think you said that they were willing to send out copies or whatever?
Actually, it's a combination of EPIC and Privacy International, and
okay.
Privacy International has posted the whole thing online.
Oh, did we ever get a URL to that?
I'll send it out. I apologize. I'd read it off at the last call, but I will send it out and post it officially. Could I get the URL to the OECD report?
Yeah, Kathy, I'll send it to you right now.
Great, thanks. And I will send out Privacy International has all of the analysis for all the different countries online, as well as part of this formal report on privacy and human rights. It also has a lot of the legislation on which the analysis is based. So it's a very, very comprehensive and lengthy report.
Do people want me to just post this link to the OECD report to the list in general?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, what did you...
And with regards to the EPIC / Privacy
International
report, members may just want to, of the task force, may just want to review that to the extent they have time, just to, so we can have a, we may want to have a future conversation about how we might make use of that information or incorporate elements of it into our data report. Similarly for the OECD, if we can ever get more general access to it, I suppose. And then the one other document that we previously identified was the work of the previous WHO has task force. Some of the survey results may be applicable, particularly with regard to use. And so obviously we don't need to do anything particularly exciting to get access to that. But once again, can someone post a link to that as well, and then people could take a look at that and see if they have any thoughts in the future about how we might incorporate that data.
Marilyn, if you have those links, like, just in the top of your head, that would be great. Otherwise, I'll look at it.
Guys, this is, and I have those links. This is an ICANN document that is in the archives, Barbara.
Okay, that's why I was just asking if you knew, like, directly where it was, but if you don't, then I'll find it in a minute.
I think we've done this before.
I actually think we may have distributed this link, but maybe not to this working group. It might have been to a different one.
Yeah, let me take a look. I don't know.
I think Glenn actually sent out an email that had it in it.
Well, if it's already out, then.
Barbara, there's both. There's a report and there's a PowerPoint presentation that also summarizes the report. Both of them should go to the to this group.
Okay.
Great.
We had also talked about the different government and governmental organization submissions that had gone to the last task force, and specifically looking closely at those.
Yeah, would those be linked by the documents you just referred to, Marilyn?
The final report does, I believe, have a link to the various contributions that we received. And so as long as they are still live on the site they came from, then, you know, they would still link.
Right. Okay.
Why don't I send the specific links over to Barbara, and she can send it out as part of this document she's putting together?
I'm sorry. What link is that, Kathy?
Well, we've got the European Commission's comments, the International Working Group on Data Protection and Telecommunications, and I believe there were some others, kind of official government groups that responded to the call for comments.
Anyone who responded for comments should be one of our task force members. I think it was Thomas, actually. Go ahead and send them. But if they're in the report, you know, we probably ought to try to ensure that we're not inundating people with multiple links. But they definitely ought to be. But we need to be careful about something. You know, we got a wide number of comments, not just from governments. And task force members should be encouraged to read, if we're going to encourage them to read government comments, should be encouraging them to read all of the comments.
I'm not sure, because this group said specially, going back to our early meetings, that we wanted to take a special look at governmental comments. In fact, we wrote that into our milestones task. Take a special look at governmental comments submitted. Of course, all comments are important, but...
Okay, I'm sorry. I think that people are going to have to choose which comment sets that they go and read based on what they think is the most important stuff to go and read. I sort of would hate to see us limit by only pointing to certain comments.
But that's what we said we were looking for, guys. That's what we said a few weeks ago, that we were going to direct our efforts, at least as a start, to governmental comments that we received. It's in our milestones and tasks. Of course, everybody's free to go see other things, but I think we should highlight what we said we were going to go out and do.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should continue to we should look at the work of the main goal of looking at the previous WHO's task force efforts is obviously to make sure that we're not ignoring data that's already been gathered and not to duplicate effort. And I think we've already taken an initial pass at it to make sure that we're not at least duplicating a lot of the efforts that was already performed by that task force. But it's probably instructive for people to go back and look. And the goal of this call is not to conclusively define what portions of that, you know, are relevant or not, but to encourage people to take a look so that in the future we can, at some point in the not-too-distant future, we're going to have to move from sort of data gathering to compilation phase. And if there are relevant portions of that previous report that we want to include in the compilation, I would encourage members to review and identify those portions for a conversation in the not-too-distant future.
If that helps, actually, some time ago, put together a little link list which has some of the old material and some of the material around the workshops. I will send that link list to the list, and maybe that can serve as a starting point for the kind of compilation Barbara is going to do. So, Barbara, feel free to take over change control of that document. I'll just distribute it.
Okay, that's fine. Marilyn, I have a question for you. I have found a link to a WHO is Task Force final report on accuracy and bulk access that was delivered in March of 2003. Is that the correct one?
Barbara, I'm going to have to just offline with you. There's a report from the task force, and then there's a minority report as well. I know we...
Okay, why don't you and I just try to connect today to clarify which things we want to send out, and I'll make sure that those are all included.
I have a busy day around 5 o'clock your time on my cell phone.
Okay, that sounds great. And it turns out that Glenn actually did send the PowerPoint presentation on December 30th.
Yes, on the website.
And they're on the website.
Okay.
There you go.
I encourage people to review that. Is any, am I missing any other portions of the non-questionnaire related work that we'd identified previously? Great. Okay.
I think those are all the things that we talked about.
Yeah, Barbara, what is the status of the survey?
Well, we published the results of what it was to just go online and look and see what their privacy what their privacy notification was like.
Right.
And you know, so we can take that data and look at it more conclusively if we want, or I mean it's just raw data that I put up there in that Excel chart.
Okay, so
there's no analysis attached to it right now.
Right, and that seems more appropriate to the subsequent phases of the work in any case. Okay, great. So that's the current status. It looks like if we get the questionnaires out, then we've got a couple weeks now. We've identified the date of February 16th that we're hoping for responses. So we've got a couple weeks, basically, where those questionnaires should continue to be responded to, and we can evaluate. And I would encourage everyone on the task force to do their initial examinations of these other sources so we can multitask while we're waiting for some of these responses to come back in over the next couple of weeks. Which brings us to the next phase, which is where I'd like to have a substantive conversation today, which is about how exactly we plan to cope with all of the data once we've received it. One option, I suppose, is that I think we had sort of initially discussed would be to have staff try to compile it all, but I think based on conversations we've had on the call and just the realities of the time frames we have, it may be more practical to have task force members actively involved with that process as well. But I'm definitely like to encourage comments on this point.
This is Barbara. I'd like to encourage people to participate in this process.
We don't get involved directly with handling all that data, or the work will not be done. So I think we should divide up, you know, either by data fields or by comments coming from different parties.
I have a suggestion, actually, which is I think that you might want to let ICANN staff parse the data in terms of either arranging it by category or by question or by whatever, and just create some document that puts answers together similarly or something like that. I mean, we'd have to sort of figure out what the parsing needs to be, but something like that, and then have groups take on the task of analyzing the data.
Yep, Marilyn, go ahead.
Question for you: what kind of capability do you have as staff? You know, how much of this is going to be machine readable, and how much of it is going to need to be manually eyeballed?
That's part of the problem of having these questionnaires sent out by somebody other than the address that they reply to. And so the answer is I'm not sure yet.
Well, no. The questionnaires will be what they are. If they call for, like, you know, we just inserted into the questionnaire for Task Force 3 multiple choices, so that should be machine readable. Some of the answers will still be narrative, but obviously won't be. But my question is, as you look at all the questionnaires, as long as they're coming back to a central point, are they set up in a way that you can that they can be machine read and tabulated as the previous?
Right, and I think my answer is I'm not sure, depending on the format that the answers come back to us in. It's like if somebody sends back a reply that doesn't have a lot of forwarding marks in it, then yes, we should be able to make that a machine readable reply.
Yeah.
If on the other hand, they've it comes back to us as a, you know, HTML document, then no, it's not going to be machine readable.
Right. Well, you know, I think I've been thinking about this because of the experience we had in the last task force, and what we did is to create teams so people could kind of balance each other. And then we did take on, and Thomas did a huge amount of, we did get a first machine tabulation from the staff, and Thomas took on a significant, and Thomas, I'm not nominating you.
I'm what you call the nomination.
Trying to give you credit. Thomas and Christy McGee actually took on tremendous amounts of manipulation for us and organizing for us, which and development of forms for us. But we did end up with a and one thing I would say is developing a standard form that people put their analysis into is also an important thing to do, and that we could certainly begin to do as a task force. So if we're going to have to manually review them, then we ought to have some kind of agreed to format. So as people review them, and we did use team as much as possible.
Well, Marilyn, your comments are certainly right, but we have to think about the scale of things. I do not believe that we are anticipating 3,035 responses this time, and my rough guess would be that something like 30 or 60 responses would be a lot of staff for data gathering effort as this task force, and that's much easier to deal with manually.
No, but Thomas, but we have multiple task forces and multiple questionnaires.
Well, that's true. Still,
yeah.
I think it will be on a much smaller and much more much easier to handle scale than what we had with the last task force. So I wouldn't worry too much about machine readability.
Yeah, I think so. That sounds like it should be practical for the staff to at least compile the sets of questions, and then it does sound like a reasonable approach is to have teams probably focused by subject area, as opposed to sets of questions or something. Well, I guess those overlap to a certain extent. We may have. Just think for a second about the number of people we have and the number of... We sent out 4 questionnaires, and we have a few ancillary data sources as well. So it may be that we identify 4 or 5 teams to try to parse through the data. But I guess to a certain extent, we will have different amounts of... perhaps wildly different amounts of data based on which questionnaire it is.
Yeah, I think, in fact, a more, well, not urgent, perhaps, but an equally pointed question might be the analysis of data from things like the OECD report and the EPIC report, which are actually fairly large documents that have to be read through to figure out what are the elements that are, you know, that pertain to this task force.
Right. I would speculate that...
A brief remark on the OECD report. If you go to the OECD page, there is a button on the left hand of the page named Browse It. That button points to an encrypted PDF copy. That means you can display it with Acrobat Reader. You cannot print it with Acrobat Reader. Well, I'll leave it at that.
I hadn't seen that. I had seen the link. I had not realized it was the entire report. So
it's the entire report.
That's a good find.
Well, I will leave the remaining not DMCA compliant stuff to the reader.
Is Thomas available by subscription?
I'm sorry?
By subscription.
What subscription?
Yeah, we only
Marilyn, you keep cutting off at the key word here.
Sorry, I believe it is available for purchase. Does that work instead of subscription?
It's available. What he was saying is that there's a way to read it without having to pay for it, which is that you can read it online through the browse feature.
Oh, right. But I thought it was a different question about was it possible to analyze it in a different way.
No, he was, I think, saying that it, you didn't have to pay for it to read it, which I had said before that you had to pay for it to get at it, because I didn't realize that the browse version included the entire
report. Sorry, you don't have to, but you would have to pay for it if you linked it, sorry, and expected other people to be able to download it. Sorry.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
I had a question about the data compilation.
Yeah, go ahead, Kathy.
And it has to do with the specific area that Barbara just raised of these lengthy reports, and there are more. There are privacy treatises out there, privacy law treatises, because this has become such a huge area since the EU Privacy Directive and moving data in and out of the EU. It's become a huge area in with financial and commerce and other things. So there are treatises. But the interpretation here, first, is a huge job. And second, is very much a legal kind of skill. Statutory interpretation is kind of the most difficult course you can take in law school, basically, and it's very much a legal skill, asking, you know, what does this cover, what does it cover that it's mentioning in specific, what does it cover that it's mentioning in general, you know, how does this law relate to that law when they're using different words, you know, is it the same concept? So I throw this out as a question to the group, which is how do we get, how do we work with ICANN or ask ICANN for, with respect to Barbara, for the legal resources to look at this specific kind of question, because it is very much a legal skills question, what these reports mean, what they're saying, how they interact with what we're trying to do.
I'm not sure there are any resources available for that. I mean, we just have one legal counsel, you know, and the general counsel, and he's very, very occupied with other things at the moment.
Let me ask a question, Kathy, though. I think that my experience in working as a part of the team that met frequently with the commission on the directive and then met with the commissioners is the determination of what the laws of a country apply to are up to that country, not to third parties, right? So the question would be, what does a country say their law applies to?
That's not quite true, actually. I didn't really understand what Marilyn just said. It's Nicholas here.
Okay, let me just, I think we got a few people commenting at the same time, so I think I got Thomas also, was that just Nicholas or Tom Keller as well?
No, it was just Nicholas.
Okay, so then, so Nicholas, you were just asking for clarification from Marilyn?
Yeah, that's right, I didn't really understand the point you just made, I was cut off.
Sorry, Nicholas. I did an extensive amount of work with the European Commission and the USG on the negotiations on the safe harbor for the EU Data Privacy Directive. And my understanding from those meetings and the meetings with the data privacy commissioners and the Article 29 working group were that the determination of what a country's laws apply to is up to them rather than to a third party. The directive had certain requirements in it. The transposition was up to the member states, but in the determination, like the UK, for instance, that determined that their data privacy law did apply in to certain aspects of who is in their CCTLD.
Okay, thank you.
Great. And Thomas?
Not important.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I think it's probably a fair point that, especially with regards to the European directive, that there's going to be a substantial amount of interpretation by the individual member states, but it's probably also fair to say that they're even interpreting those individual interpretations and or where there's not a clear application to who is, probably is more of a legal matter than a lay matter. I'm not sure how we overcome that hump, though, in that we don't have outside counsel or anything appointed to the task force in order to evaluate the laws and their applicability to who is.
Let me Let me ask John Jeffrey his opinion about this. But I think, I mean, I think we can probably go ahead and do summarization of the reports without invoking any particular legal opinion. Would be my guess as to what he's going to say.
Sure. Yeah. But we. If you could touch base with him, I guess that would be useful.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Think the GAC people, we have asked for responses from the countries, and I don't know, it just seems to me that commensurate with the kind of, again, legal interpretation, legal review of legislation that we're doing, even the GAC people, I would think, may be expecting us to have some lawyers, not just on the task force, but kind of the objective and neutral staff, you know. I think we should really make a good faith effort to see if we could find some council support for reviewing what's coming back.
Kathy, this is Amadeu. I'm not sure about that. Look, on one hand, you have lawyers here, and you have people who perhaps are not lawyers, but very well acquainted about, you know, different parts of this legislation. Second, even if you hire, you know, 200 lawyers, in the task force, the question is that the interpretation is the one provided by each relevant authority in each country, which differs. It's not a question of having legal opinions. So we might try to guess that, but no matter what we do, we won't have any authority on what we interpret on that. We simply can do educated guesses. And for this, we don't need to hire 5 lawyers.
But I think it would help to have one, or part one part-time or one quarter-time.
Well, I'm going to be asking the question, so, you know, let's wait and get an opinion. I'll try to post an answer to that question midweek so that we aren't waiting until next Monday to know our situation.
Thanks, Barbara. Yeah, but so thinking back to the question of how we might sort of start to struggle through all of this content, we may want to appoint a team just to the analysis of the sort of government and policy and legislative issues at the government level, to analyze the reports as well as any feedback we get back from the GAC, and maybe another team to analyze the registrar responses in terms of how policies are actually being implemented by registrars today, and a third team perhaps to look at the uses of the WHOIS data today. I think that would probably capture the questions that the user experience to capture the other questionnaires that we sent out to all of the constituencies. I think that comes close to capturing the types of questions that we've answered. Does that seem reasonable to people? Great.
So
I'm going to proceed with that assumption for now. But what we should probably think about for the next call is something that Marilyn pointed out earlier, is that they had put together, I guess, a template or spreadsheet or something in order to allow for the analysis to be dropped into, so that there's some standardization and some expectation from the task force about what they would be getting back from the teams. Is that a fair way of stating it, Marilyn?
Or maybe we've lost Marilyn from the call.
Maybe. But in any case, I think we probably, with those three areas in mind, and I'll send out a note to the mailing list after the call, sort of highlighting them and what my thoughts on them would be, and we can have some further discussion on list. But if those are the three areas, what we may want to think about next time are what the product of the analysis ought to look like, and also start to think about who might compose those various teams, because especially the government team, there's probably work to begin right away, as well as the use team, because they'll be looking at the survey that the previous task force did as well. Okay. anyone else have thoughts on next steps or how we might tackle the data that are relevant to today's call?
I have one question.
Sure.
We had heard about the GACS with survey. I think you were supposed to talk to that DOC person on the GACS with working group about what kinds of responses they got. Do we have any feedback from there?
It's true. I did send an email, and I don't believe too many emails. I'm looking to make sure I don't have...
I think it was Suzanne something.
Yeah, it was.
I don't think she's sent you anything since then.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything. I will I'll follow up again. Let me make another note to myself. Existing responses, right, Thomas? To the survey that they sent out?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll ask. Yeah. Any other points on this topic? Great. Well, and for that matter now, I guess we're near the end of the agenda. Any other business that anyone wants to discuss? If not, let me just see if there is. Great. So what I'm going to suggest then is I will send out a note with the three areas and sort of what the types of analysis they'll be looking at doing. And then I would encourage all of you to think a little bit and perhaps share on email thoughts about what the, you know, if there's templates we can start to put together for analyzing the responses, perhaps based on the questionnaires where they exist. And next week have a more substantive discussion of how those teams will act in interpreting and analyzing the data once it's been compiled. Because we have a very short time frame actually between when we receive the data and when we're supposed to start reporting on it. So we don't want to have dead time trying to figure this out after the deadline for data collection has passed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that in mind, we will have another call next week with that as the primary topic, and I thanks for everyone for joining this week.
Do we really have a date for that?
Yeah, a week from today.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Okay, bye-bye, y'all.
Great.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.